This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
See, every time I hear this song and I hear that little bit there, I say, In Vogue stole it. Woo, 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 woo. Damn it, Greg, Sports Radio 92. You hear that little filler he put in there?
Yeah.
Yeah, the girl stole that.
You think so?
No, I ain't think so. They did literally steal it, which is okay. I don't have a problem with it. But when In Vogue used it, I was going, where have I heard that before? Because it had been a minute since I heard Ohio Players Fire. And then when I heard it again, I was like, ah. But we do that.
You
know, a little yeah, thing. It's not
steal
words.
They may borrow it. They may lease or rent it.
Right, gosh, well, we'll go with your semantics.
They stole it.
They
borrowed it.
You wouldn't be nice
if
about
they
that.
Want it
fine.
Back, if they want it back, they should give it back to them.
Well, Ohio players should make a call.
You know, there you go.
There you go. We are working on getting. Have we reached our folks there? They are calling right now. Chief Brandon.
Yeah.
Newsom out at Paulding County Fire and Battalion Chief John Parker. Now, I just spoke with Brandon. I don't know, for whatever reason, we were having an issue connecting with them, but we're going to get these guys.
Remind people what we have coming up today here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Well, we got Megan L. Hall coming up here just a little bit here. We're going to talk about WNBC season and also a little dream, right?
Okay.
Get ready to start their thing here. Got a fresh casting call. Job opportunities are out there, and I'm going to let you know about some of them. We still got stuff for that Santa Maria, which is the John Madden movie. They are looking for something different because the last few weeks I've been talking about players and coaches and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
There are a couple lookalikes that this project needs this week. Now, I'm going to just tell you, this is out of the box from anything that we've done, but there are three people who are featured in this week's casting call.
Okay.
Debbie Allen.
Okay. She's in town?
I said featured on the casting call.
Featured on the casting call.
Okay.
Okay.
Featured on the casting call.
On the casting
Debbie Allen.
Debbie Allen.
James Garner.
James Garner.
And I can't think of the third one because I don't have it in front of me here because we're stalling until we get to Chief Brand, which I'll tell you what that third one is in just a minute.
Okay.
Or you can go to Get Cast with Greg on X or 929thegame.com/casting call. All right. We got them. Chief, we got Brandon first here, buddy. Sorry about the disconnection, but we got you. Good morning.
Morning.
Chief Brandon Newsom, Paulding County Fire.
Good morning, Sam. Good morning, Greg. How are y'all?
We are doing fine. We might have to cut into the sports talk that we were going to have with you so we can get to what's really important here, and that is the just benefiting the Georgia Firefighters Burn Foundation. This is something I hadn't heard about until you told me about it. But, again, let's get this right here. This is Give Burns the Boot. And this is
That's
something,
correct.
Not only just Paulding County, and by the way, we want to hear from all municipalities. Whatever you guys got going on over there, we want to hear from you. I know you say, well, you got Brandon all the time, because he calls us and tells us about stuff. Y'all can call us and call Sam, tell him. Whatever it is that's going on in your area, we want to know about it.
We will do that.
But this isn't special to Paulding County.
Especially if you're hiring. But go ahead.
Yeah, that too. But this isn't special to just Paulding County. 100, Sam, 100, up to 100, I just lost my page here. I hate that when things go away when you're sitting there talking about it. 100 fire departments throughout the state are joining in on this. I'm going to tee this up, Brandon. I'm going to let you just go, and then you're going to introduce Battalion Chief John Parker, who is with you.
All right, so what we're going to talk about this morning is the Georgia Firefighter Burn Foundation and exactly what it does, where the money goes, and when we're going to be doing it. And I'm just going to tee it up for John Parker and let him tell you, because Chief Parker heads up the boot drive for Paulding County, and he knows all the stats and everything about it. So I'm going to hand it off to him and let him tell you what you need to know about the Burn Foundation and what all we're doing.
Hey, guys. Thank you for having me this morning.
Absolutely, morning. Chief. Absolutely.
Doing?
This is Battalion Chief John Parker.
Hey, so the Georgia Firefighters Burn Foundation, they partner with fire departments all across the state of Georgia, been doing it for several years, probably about 30 or 35 years now. They partner with the burn care community throughout the state of Georgia, and their main goal is to educate and prevent burn injuries. Burn injuries are terrible. It's a horrible injury to have. And back in 1990, the Georgia Firefighters Burn Foundation, they collaborated with just probably about a dozen fire departments across the state to come up with the Give Burns the Boot campaign. And since then, it's grown to over 200 fire departments, actually, involved with this great initiative across the state of Georgia. And they've raised probably over $18 million that goes directly to education and dealing with the burn care community for burn injuries. Paulding County Fire, we've been participating with the Burn Foundation now for 13 consecutive years. And with the support of our retail stores across the county and our citizens that donate, we've been able to collect more than $182,000 that goes directly towards burn injury prevention and education across the state. So really fortunate to have really good participation from our retail stores and our citizens here in Paulding County.
Spend the time on the waitforit.com hotline, finding out more about the Georgia Burn Foundation. They are social, by the way. You can find them on the Instagram on IG at GFBF_. Just talk about your involvement with this and what you've seen, the results of the benefits of it. Sure, you talked about some of the funds that have been raised. Talk about some of the things that it allows the Burn Foundation to do.
Well, the education is key. Anytime we can reach a citizen with just a little information, whether it be making sure they have smoke detectors installed and they are changing their batteries at least twice a year on that, also, education on kitchen fires and scalding water accidents is huge. Yeah. We've seen several injuries of that case, and anytime we can educate the public and just give them the information, it really does help.
Hey, you know, I was going to ask you that when you talked about that in the scalding. Is there a temperature that all faucets should be set at in showers that you guys recommend?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. If you go to your water heater, there's a dial on there that you can change the temperature. You don't want any higher than 120 degrees Fahrenheit. So 120 degrees is the magic number for that. Anything hotter, you may risk scalding burn injuries.
Man.
See?
You weren't expecting to get that this morning, right?
That's why I
yeah,
asked.
Yeah, so 120.
All right. What else? Some more information, just quickly, just overall of what we need to know. And because, you know, one of the things that last time I talked to Chief Brandon was one of the two words you guys cringe at when you hear about are space heaters.
Yeah, space heaters are a big problem during the winter. Propane heaters that aren't ventilated. So anytime you're using a space heater, make sure you keep it clear of any obstruction. So if it accidentally topples over, you don't want that anything near contents that can catch on fire. So, and try and make sure your space heaters are kept up to date. If they're over 10, 12, 15 years old, you probably need to get a new one just with the latest technology that'll actually turn off when it topples over.
Yeah.
So with the Burn Foundation also, our guys and gals with Paulding County Fire Department, they're out today on Saturday, and they got one more Saturday left next weekend, and they're going to be out in participating retail stores across the county Also, if you're not able to get to the store in person, you can go to giveburnstheboot.org and donate digitally to that. Also, if you are in person, and a lot of people don't have cash or coins anymore and they just have a iPhone, we have QR codes now attached to our banners there at the stores. So you can click on that QR code and instantly give. Also, the Burn Foundation also has what we call a return investment credit program. So all the monies that are collected each year, up to 10%, can go directly back to the fire department that's collecting money. And we use that 10% to fund our fire safety education program here in Paulding County for smoke detector installations and good fire safety education initiatives and materials. So that's a really good program that we have also with the Georgia Firefighters Burn Foundation.
All right, Sam, give that address out again here, the website. You still have that up?
Well, website. Wait a minute, but just for the fundraiser at gfbf.org, gfbf.org. You want to find out more about that, Georgia Burns Foundation.
And for the next couple weekends, folks are going to be able to see you out at various stores around. Now, are you going to be wearing anything specific? Are you going to be in the in full fireman's gear? Or because it could be kind of hot out.
We're probably going to be in the station uniform, and we're going to be holding that fire boot.
Yeah,
Give Burns the boot.
All right. Listen, man, we appreciate it. Once again, this is Battalion Chief John Parker. Thank you. Thank you, sir, for all the information. We're going to drive folks back to the websites there. But can we borrow that guy standing next to you again for a second, if we could?
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you, John.
Good morning again, guys.
Yeah, right there. So we do have a question for you. This is Chief Brandon Newsom, friend of the show here, and we're going to switch gears. And by the way, we're going to do our best to continue to drive folks to the website and keep an eye out for you guys out in the streets here these next couple weeks. But we brought up something in our last segment. Noel was ranting on about numbers and people trying to take established numbers on teams, and we got into the Falcons, and so we know what kind of big Falcons fan you are, and this came up. Do you mind if one of these young rookies, whether it's this crop or next year, the year after that, ask for number 2 on the Atlanta Falcons and they give it to him? Are you going to have a problem with that? Or Julio Jones is number 11?
I kind of agree with the comments before that the player makes the number. If a player steps up to the plate and can play as good as Julio, I think Julio should be proud to let that player wear the number and let it go that way.
All right. What's your thoughts on the Braves before we let you go, too? And what's going on with these guys?
Let's see what happens when Acuna comes back. See if he provides a spark that some kind of spark or steps up in a leader on the bench that we need right now.
All right. We got to pay attention next time, Sam, because I know he wants to spread his sports wings.
I know it.
But we got to get you back.
We got something special going
on. You can't let me go right quick, though, without mentioning recruit graduation.
We're going to shut up. I'm sorry. Go ahead, man.
Absolutely.
Y'all helped us significantly with the last recruit program when we were hiring, and we're coming up on graduation now. So here in a couple of weeks, we're going to be graduating 10 new firefighter advanced EMTs, and can't thank y'all enough for the help with getting the word out that we were hiring about 32 weeks ago.
Yeah,
now we're getting up close to graduation.
Fantastic. Told me that a few of them walked in there talking about they heard you on our show talking about this.
That's fantastic.
That is correct. So second week of June, we'll be having recruit graduation and graduating 10 new firefighter advanced EMTs. And big thanks to y'all for getting the word out for us.
But even between, and it's our pleasure, but between time, if somebody, decides they want to change careers right now, can they go up to the Paulding County Fire and just say, hey, where's the applications? I think I want to be a fireman.
Well, Paulding County and such a good place to work. We don't have any vacancies right now. We are full, and that's a great thing. It's been a long time since we've had all of our positions full, but we will be hiring in the future, of course. Chief Brubaker's doing great things here. We're moving forward. We will be hiring again in the future. I would expect somewhere towards the end of the year, first of next year, we'll be doing another hiring process, and we'll definitely reach out and see if we can get the word out to 92.9 and Sam and Greg.
Oh, you are always welcome here, Chief. Listen, you guys, thank you once again. It is called Give Burns the Boot. Mm-hmm. And again, you can check out the website, but this is all to benefit the Georgia Firefighters Burn Foundation. As I was corrected, 200, not 100, over 200 fire departments are taking part in this, and this is a wonderful boot drive. And want to thank Battalion Chief John Parker and, of course, our friend Chief Brandon Newsom from Paulding County Fire coming on here this morning. You guys have a good day, man, and thanks as always.
Y'all too. See y'all.
There you go.
All right.
The space heaters is one thing I always hear about them guys talking about, mm-hmm. and we have come here on some Saturday and Sunday mornings in the past, and we get the news on, and we see during the winter months these firemen, not just from Paulding County, but all around the areas, going and putting fires out because of something like this.
Right, right.
And I want to say this to say, and I know Brandon doesn't mind this, but the other fire departments, police departments around, if you can hear us and you got something going on, right, Sam?
Let us know.
Let us know about it. And we will put we'll put your business out there and let people know how they can contact you. Anyway, Sam and Greg, we got jobs flying through the air. We're going to let you know about them up next. Well, not up next, coming up before the end of the hour. But Megan L. Hall from USA Today will be joining us next, talking a little WNBA. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's Sam and Greg. You can take us with you on the Odyssey app. It is May the 10th. At least in the city, it's starting to dry off. So it was a nasty, rainy morning.
It's still falling out here.
Okay,
man.
It's behind me now.
Remember, we have a rooftop outside our window.
Okay, I'm looking over here between Colony Square. It's still raining, coming down, dude. All right. But you got information about an event that's still going to take place, right?
It's still supposed to start on time down in Carrollton. We're talking today is the day two of the state track and field championships in high school, and they're running in four locations. They're at Commerce, they are in Albany, they are in Carrollton, and they are in one more place. But they're running in four different places. But Matt Skinner reached out to us down in Carrollton and says they are supposed to start on time, and I guess we have no lightning or anything, they're going to go ahead and get those events in. Meanwhile, the tennis state championships were supposed to be at Rome today. They said, don't come up here. They're not even going to have it.
They don't want you keeping coming up.
They did a coin flip, and they're going to have them next week. So pay attention to the school from your area. They're going to be playing them at the home course. They're not going to play up the tennis center up at Rome.
I'm telling you, it's a great day to just get yourself a nice cup of whatever you like drinking and get back in bed and put on Conclave and watch that movie. You understand how they just got the new Pope. Or you can put on something else. Listen, some big news came out of the WNBA this last week as we welcome Megan L. Hall on with us. Haven't talked to her in a little bit. Good morning, Megan, and thank you for joining us.
Morning.
Yeah, good morning. Happy Saturday.
And I just found this interesting. I'm not surprised. I just didn't know that it finally happened, and the WNBA did what the NBA has been doing, and they named a managing director, and they named her Sue Bird. And I Sue Bird is to now women's basketball what Grant Hill is to men's.
Yep.
It wasn't the WNBA. Forgive me. It's women's USA basketball. So that's what
I knew what you meant, though. Yeah. I knew what you meant.
So what did you think when you heard that news?
I think it's really awesome. I'm always very intrigued when I see legends of the game, like, still involved, right? Still have their fingerprints kind of all over the game. Because I think one of the things that people, like, forget is, like, when you retire, like, it's really hard to stay away, right? You miss it, even though you're tired. So it's really cool to see Sue, like, still, you know, kind of putting her fingerprints there. And that wasn't the only news of the week for her. She's got a new podcast coming out, too, called Bird's Eye View. And it's WNBA, like, X's and O's, and, like, players are supposed to be on it and everything, and that's coming out this week, too. So, like, Sue's got a lot of good stuff going for her.
I always thought she did one. Didn't she do one with Megan?
She does. Yeah, this is her own podcast by herself. So it's going to be, like, a lot more WNBA-focused and, like, yeah, more so nitty-gritty, probably deeper level, you know, X's and O's, that sort of thing. I just think it's really cool because you get to kind of, you know, pick the brain of Sue Bird, so to speak, and get to see how a point guard, you know, would think like that. So, yeah, I'm excited for that.
Yeah, man. Hey, spending time on the waitforit.com hotline. Always great when we can have her stop in with us, Megan L. Hall. And she is social. You can find her, It's Megan L. Hall, at It's Megan L. Hall, USA Today's For the Win. You're headed to watch some action today, as a matter of fact, here in town, right?
I am, yeah. So headed down to Gateway to go see the Dream. We'll go cover the Dream and the Fever for their both of their final preseason games.
Yep. What are you expecting so far from this from the team here in Atlanta? We, you know, the roster had some great additions during the offseason. Now we're trying to put them all together. And what's your observation been so far?
Yeah, so I've spent a couple days down at training camp, which has been really good to see. One thing that fans will notice immediately is the pace. The pace is super fast. It's way faster than probably anything anybody has probably seen in the last couple seasons. We talked to Maya Caldwell, I think that was yesterday, actually, and she said Carl Smith's system is unlike anything she's ever seen. So she's still trying to wrap her mind around it. But it's really good. The pace is fast. The ball moves quite a bit. There's always, you know, 3-4 touches before the ball even goes in the basket, which is really awesome. And then I think the biggest thing is the Dream have a lot of competition going on. So, you know, we're getting towards the end where unfortunately, there'll be some roster cuts. And, like, I don't envy this front office. They've got to make some really tough cuts for the back half of this roster because now they've got a really good, deep roster, and you've got probably, I don't know, 5-6 people that are probably only going to get 3 spots, so it's tough.
You know, this is the time when the rubber hits the road because we saw all kinds of movement in the offseason. What are you expecting to see this regular season? A little bit different from the usual suspects, the teams and the players that have excelled so far, but maybe, you know, not on a new team. It's going to take a little grace period getting used to playing with new teammates.
Yeah, I mean, I would put the Dream in that category, right? Like, you've got BG now, you've got Bree Jones, you got Shatori Walker Kimbrough, so there's a lot of new faces there in that starting lineup and then on the bench. But they're not the only teams, like you mentioned, you know, from the offseason that have got new faces. Phoenix is another where you've got Satu Sabali, Alyssa Thomas there to pair with Kalia Copper. You know, it's a lot. You got some movement there for Connecticut Sun, too. Natasha Cloud went to the Liberty. I mean, there's some big names that moved. Jewel Lloyd is another one, Kelsey Plum. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, like there's a lot of happening. What's funny and what I think is hilarious is that, yeah, yes, all these players move teams, but it could happen again next offseason when the new CBA is involved and everyone who's not on a rookie scale contract is a free agent.
Yeah, that's the thing we talked about at the end of the NCAA tournament, how many players decided, you know what, I'm going to go back and do another year of college and wait till y'all get the money right. Then they're going to come out and, you know, so we saw that kind of happen. Megan, thoughts about the build-up to the start of this season? We've seen exhibition games televised this time.
Mm-hmm.
Just thoughts about that in the anticipation for what we're going to see.
Yeah, I thought the Dream looked really good against the Mystics. Like I mentioned, the ball was moving. One thing that you'll notice as well is the 3 ball is really heavy in this new system. So, and I mean everybody's shooting threes. That means everyone from, you know, from BG on down is going to shoot threes regardless of position. And I think fans will really appreciate that. I really like to see that. I think one of the things that they're looking forward to as well is continuing to figure out the spacing between BG and Bree Jones. That's been one of the bigger questions. And then the best thing that you'll also see is that I think Alisha Gray is playing a lot more free in this system. Ryan Howard also looked really good in training camp too. So I'm looking forward to seeing, you know, what they bring. And then the bench as well. Everyone's come to play. And we'll see if she makes the roster, but someone to keep an eye on is Tahina Paupau, the rookie from South Carolina. She's had a really good camp and looked really good against the Mystics with her minutes. And so it would be really awesome to see her make the roster, of course. But she's done really well, and I think that that's really good for rookies. You know, it's really hard to make these rosters really pass the first round. So yeah. If you can get someone who, you know, was drafted in the middle of the second round on a roster and you know, opening day roster and beyond, that's a really good win for the Dream.
Yeah. Teams are starting a little different from last season because you had that Olympic break. You don't have that to deal with this year. So what they do with their teams, they everybody can be totally focused on the long haul and not anticipate this long break that we have that we saw last season.
Yeah, I would say that, like, the break certainly, like, helped because, remember, like, it was like, oh, my goodness, it was squeezed in that, you know, in that front half of the season. I don't know if people remember, but, like, the Fever played, like, 11 games in 20 days or something like that, like, something wild like that, and that's a lot. So you don't have that, but what you do have is now you have a 44-game season, and then other people, if, you know, if teams make it to the finals have now gone from a best of five to now a best of seven. So it might be a little bit of a almost like a slugfest to kind of get down to the bottom half of that season. But I look forward to that. You know, I think fans will enjoy more basketball. W's growing. We've got a lot of teams with movement. Oh, my goodness, I just thought about it. I didn't mention the Fever as well. They got some big pieces in the offseason with DeWanna Bonner and Natasha Howard, you know, coming over. Sophie Cunningham as well, some other movement there. So, yeah, I think that you're going to see teams like the Fever who were, you know, just absolutely just going through it that first half of the season. They're going to appreciate this much slower, you know, pace season. And as we kind of move on to the finals.
Think so. I mean, even though we start at what time today? Around 3:30, 3 o'clock? 3 o'clock we start today, right?
Yep. 3 o'clock, yeah. Yep.
All right. Noelle, come on in here. She's got something for you.
Megan, real quick. Talk to me about Cheyenne Sellers. We got, 6'2", 6'3", what they consider a quote-unquote combo guard that can run the floor if you want to, but really is a two-guard that can shoot threes. Can she make this roster, or rather, what would she bring to this roster?
Yeah, that's a good question. So I think everyone has been wondering what in the world happened in Golden State and how did Cheyenne end up, you know, on the Dream. I think for the Dream, it was a really good pickup for them, because Cheyenne, like you mentioned, she's versatile. So I think for Cheyenne, what she can do the best is ultimately play the one if asked, right? She can do that. But she'll probably end up sliding behind, I would think, probably right behind Ryan Howard. That's been one of the issues in the last couple seasons, is finding that depth behind Ryan once she comes off the floor. So if Cheyenne can show that versatility and, of course, bring her free ball, she shot, and don't quote me here, but I believe it was 40%. This past season from three, which is her best in her, you know, college career.
Yeah, it was
that's something
like
the Dream would really, that's something the Dream would really appreciate, right? This is a team that was ranked, I think it was like 11th in three-point percentage last year. So yeah, you definitely need that if you're going to compete with the, you know, the New York Liberties of the world and the Minnesota Lynx of the world, Aces and so forth. You want to get to a championship, you're going to need that as well. So I think for Cheyenne is just, of course, you know, adjusting to a new system. Someone asked me yesterday because I went up to training camp. They're like, well, how's she looking? I'm like, well, it's day one. So, you know, I think for her, if she plays today, it'll be, you know, that will probably be where you'll be able to evaluate and see how she's been doing. But I think the good thing is that yesterday she, you know, she was getting up and down the court fine. I know there were some rumblings about whether or not there was health concerns just because of some injury issues that she had in her senior season. But she was moving just fine yesterday at camp. I'm really just trying to get a feel for, you know, the system. And, you know, she made a really slick pass yesterday. That was really good. That got some cheers out of her teammates. So, yeah, I'm just curious to see, you know, what happens. And to your point, yeah, the bottom half of this roster is really, like, strong for those couple of spots. So you're going to look for Cheyenne Sellers. Taylor Theory is another one who's had a really good, strong training camp. And then Tahina Paupau. Maya Caldwell as well, and Haley Jones are probably the folks that are, like, you know, looking to land in those last couple spots.
Yep, because they saw ATL.
You know what's funny is that Carl Smesko also has an ATL acronym that people might start hearing that a little bit more. It's above the line. So I just think that's hilarious and just very fitting for their coach to
you
have that.
You should have never told me that, Megan. I'm about to be saying that all the time. The whole city is going to be saying
All right, Megan, listen, as always, we thank you. We're going to be reaching back out to you. We're just getting things started around here with the WNBA season. But enjoy the rest of your weekend, and thank you again.
Yeah, thank you, guys. I appreciate you.
There you go. Thanks, Megan Hall. It is USA Today. Coming up, going to hear from Jason Longshore. He's going to get a set for Atlanta United Chicago later on. Going to talk a little Falcons and more NBA playoffs. What up next on this Mother's Day Eve? Got a casting call. And something kind of left over from Noelle's world we want to introduce into the casting call, but there are jobs flying around. I'm going to let you know where they are and where you can find them on. That's up next. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate, whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family. Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It's Sam and Greg. Take us with you in the Odyssey app. You knew you were going to hear some In Vogue as much as we talked about them. And it's later on in this show, in this song. But
all right.
I had said to you earlier that in the casting call, there were three names being featured. I gave you two of them. James Garner and Debbie Allen.
Mm-hmm.
The third one.
Third.
Daryl Stingley.
Okay.
For football fans,
mm-hmm.
They obviously know that name. For those who don't know, he's gone. He's no longer with us, but he got injured mm-hmm. during his football career very famously. Was it a Monday night football game, as a matter of fact, I believe, where he got hit?
Yep.
But anyway, played for the Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
And as I said, the Santa Maria movie that you will see on the casting call is technically a biopic of John Madden in his life. And so this happened during John Madden's coaching career, which a lot of people go, what, he coached?
Yeah. You know
you know them young folks, they don't know nothing past the video games, right?
I have no idea.
So Anyway, you will see those names featured on the casting call. 929thegame.com/casting call. You can see the list there. You can see it up on Get Cast with Greg on X. But Cab Casting leads things off. Tyler Perry is back making sisters.
Okay.
And there are needs, excuse me, multiple needs. Everything from salon and construction workers to, well, a couple to play. Well, they're calling them Mr. and Mrs. Smith. But you'll see those breakdowns. It's under Sisters. Cab Casting's got the first two breakdowns on the casting call this week. You'll see those central casting. Now, this is where Debbie Allen comes into play. And I'm going to tell you the speculation, but y'all going to know exactly what I'm talking about, who watched and know of Debbie Allen's career and the projects she's had in the past. Central Casting is looking for people. They're looking for actually black males and females to portray students at an HBCU.
Okay. We've got a lot of those around here.
It's an untitled HBCU pilot.
Mm-hmm.
Are you feeling where this is going, Noelle? She knows exactly where this is going, don't you?
Yep.
Is it the making of or a redo?
Maybe a redo. But that's what speculation is. I don't know.
That's what I hear.
That's okay. Well, I'm not throwing it out there. I'm just telling you what they need on June 23rd. They're looking for, black males and females, because you don't have to talk. So you can be from Jamaica. You can be from Indonesia, wherever you are. As long as you look like an HBCU student, they want you. Central Casting. Now, yeah, everybody believes this is sort of a redo for a different world.
Whoa.
Yeah. And so this... Dwayne Wade's nephew is going to be there on this show.
Willie Gilbert going to be teaching.
Pardon? I didn't hear you.
I was just speculating. I was like, Willie Gilbert going to be teaching.
Well, we're going to see. But again, we'll see if this. My question is this. If that is the case, do they got to make a call to Cosby? Which Debbie Allen, by the way, can do. But he started Different World. He owns that. So I'm just saying, if you want to do that again, you got to go possibly through Mr. Cosby.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure they've already crossed that bridge.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Debbie Allen can make that call.
They've already done that. I think.
She can call her sister-in-law, right, who's got a good relationship with him. Anyway, Extras Casting Atlanta, they are up on the casting call this week doing Judgment Day. There is a multi-day booking. They need people to play fans and crew of a TV series. Also have Rose Locke. Now, when I say Rose Locke has got a couple projects on here, she does. So this is what they're looking for is a black male who has an athletic build to portray Daryl Stingley. Daryl Stingley from 1976, 1977.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And so 6 feet-ish, 190 pounds. And this is going to shoot the 15th and June 5th. So you want to submit for this one as quick as possible. I don't know that I've ever seen anybody other than him that looks like James Garner. And if you don't know who James Garner is, A, you're young.
Yeah.
And you don't know nothing about Polaroid commercials or see his movie. Now, James Garner, famous actor, but he's yesteryear. And what's your favorite James Garner movie?
Oh,
because the TV show is
the TV
Rockford
show,
Files.
Rockford Files. But he was Maverick, too.
There you go. Yeah. He was Maverick. But The Great Escape.
That was a good one.
He was the scrounger or whatever. He got you what you needed. But he kept that turtleneck on the whole movie. But James Garner, he was cool for a minute, and he was that actor who got all those roles for a little bit. But James Garner, 1976 to 77, they need a lookalike for him. That's for Santa Maria. They still need football players for that. You'll see that. Now, the other project she's doing is DSL. Doesn't matter. It's over on HBO. I think this is a working title. They need bike riders. Those of you with bikes, send a picture with your submission of you riding your bike. That's all you got. It is a great country, man. Just sit on your bike and ride around, and they pay you and feed you.
Nice.
35 to 55 years old for that one. They have a multiple need breakdown for walkers and joggers, people with dogs, teens with scooters.
Mm.
Next Saturday, they're going to shoot this one, the 17th.
Okay.
So you'll see that one there. There's another project she's doing called Breadwinner. They need people to be a part of a live stream crew. you know, live stream that's going on here. So they need any males and females, all ethnicities, 18 plus. You'll see it. Director, producer, cameraman, influencer. Those are there. Casting Taylor Made is doing Cape. This is a big one. And they have multiple roles for this one. But this week they are looking for AA members and pedestrians. Again, a great country. Walk across the street, get paid and fed. You got to love that. So those jobs in front of the camera, there are more. Go to the casting director's social media pages, which, by the way, I have the list of the casting directors on the breakdown. So once you get past the ones in front of the camera, you will see where it says film industry and voiceover info. Behind the camera opportunities starting at Georgia.org. I hook you up with the Georgia Department of Labor. Got a couple voiceover connections with Bill Seller and Atlanta Voiceover Studio. By the way, the Atlanta Voiceover Studio and Bill, too, can help you with any questions you have as far as artificial intelligence being incorporated and doing voiceover work now, which is really, really good to know. The list of the casting directors, so you can go check out what they have coming up, and a very easy generic version of how to submit yourself. Get in front of a wall, dress as best as you can to the character, three pictures, bing, bang, boom, you're all done. You guys got any questions about any of this? Greg.ClarksonOdyssey.com. Shoot me an email, and I apologize ahead of time if it gets lost in the mix and it takes me a minute to get back to you, but I get back to everybody. Now, having said that, again, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Noel, if you are ready to come back in here, we were talking about something doing your segment, and we didn't get, well, we were going to, and we didn't get a chance to. So I know that you had a question for Sam and I, and I think it fell into the movie category.
Yeah, it did. So this is kind of, you know, the perfect place to
all have right,
this
yeah, absolutely.
Conversation right here. So I fell into a movie last week that I hadn't seen in years. I mean, I forgot this movie existed, forgot who was in it, forgot I liked it, right?
Right.
And I watched the movie, and I seen an actor in it who I absolutely love, but forgot he was in this style of movie. So the movie that I ran into was Carina Carina, the 1994 film.
Oh, I know what you're talking
Whoopi
about.
Goldberg and Ray Liotta. Well, I forgot Ray Liotta was in this movie. But he's one of my favorite actors, from Carina Carina to Blow to, of course,
wasn't he in the Whale movie?
Goodfellas.
Who's in the Whale
I don't think he
movie?
Was in Free Willy.
No, what he's in the Hand That Rocks the Cradle.
He is in that.
Yeah.
Wow. Hang on a second. Okay.
Yeah.
Forgot about that. What's her name? Dorme or Rebecca Dean Mornay?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, go ahead with your question.
Yeah, so it just made me think about, you know, how I enjoyed him just as much in, you know, a family-friendly film, if you will, in Carina Carina, as I did in The Goodfellas. So I'm like, who has that much range to be in these completely different kind of realms of films, but deliver in both? Like, he was really good in Carina Carina.
Yeah, well. I mean, I had a couple that I thought of first. And when she asked, do you have one or two that you can think of that have range?
I think De Niro is all over the place. But a movie that people are probably think about that I was impressed with was Cape Fear.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I forgot about that.
People forget about that one, man. And just the role that this guy played in that thing. We know about the other things that are more prominent that he's been. But that was one I thought was
Yeah, no, you're right with that one. When you said De Niro, I was thinking, of course, you go to the mob stuff and the tough guy stuff here.
Right.
And that's one, but I tell you another one that shows him was it Awareness? Him and Robin Williams, where he played a patient who could not communicate. So his acting was all nonverbal for the longest time. Okay. I'm getting the wrong title here, but it's Robin Williams and Robert De Niro. And Robin Williams is the doctor helping him out. Okay. But De Niro is a certain type of patient. Forgive me. I just know of the movie, but I can't remember the title. You guys check that out. But here's the fun part about this. I thought of when you said that, when you talked range was your word.
Yeah.
Well, you can't go any farther away from being Ike Turner.
Yeah, man.
To being on Pee-wee's Playhouse.
Yeah, man.
Lars Fishburne. No,
Let's take it further back.
Oh, we got breaking news. Hang on. We got breaking news.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. We got breaking news right now. It is coming across SportsCenter. Jeez. Derek Carr is retiring from the New Orleans Saints.
Wow.
We are getting this. It is flashing right now. Derek Carr is retiring from the NFL.
Man, you know the one word that's been connected to New Orleans a lot this offseason?
Right.
I've heard delusional. I've heard that word connected with the New Orleans front office a lot this
offseason
because they seem to not understand where they are in the cap, in the salary cap situation of it all. Like, you, there's a reason Sean Payton got out of Dodge when he did, because he saw where this was going, and this is where exactly where he thought it was going to be. You got no money, you got no quarterback, you got no players, you got no coach. What you got?
Well, the fun part about this is
what a logo.
Because A, it's the team we hate here in Atlanta. B, it just broke, so we can do all kinds of reckless speculation.
Mr. Fricky is preparing for it.
And John Fricky's whole show just changed.
I got the laugh on air. That was a real time, in real life laugh at the Saints on air. Man, that's good stuff.
We got this. But listen, what calls are being made right now? And let's talk about this for a second, because the collateral damage or effect is kind of crazy. We just got through watching and talking about the number 12 jersey and how crazy it is up there in Cleveland. Mm-hmm. But we all speculated on that quarterback that was taken ahead of Shadur. Mm-hmm. And if trades want to be made, you got him. You got Pittsburgh sitting there waiting to find out, or at least we're thinking, mm-hmm. waiting to find out what's going to happen with Aaron Rodgers.
And we got a bridge to sell.
We got some here. How about this?
I'm about to say, and we got a bridge to sell.
I was getting to that. That was the last one.
We do the talk NFL top of the hour anyway.
You need to give D-Led a call right now during the break.
No, not for real. Let's see if we can get D-Led.
D-Led on the phone, because he ain't gonna pick up for me, him, Noel, but he'll pick up for you. So Sam's up. Kill his mic. You call D-Led. Ladies and gentlemen, we are watching this in real time here. Derek Carr, New Orleans Saints quarterback.
Now, can we talk about the sermon he gave during the draft about shoulder and the spin? He was mad at I forget who it was. He was mad at a particular NFL pundit for speculating that he didn't have a shoulder injury. He said he did have a shoulder injury, and certain people don't need to be heard from right now. Mm-hmm. And was that to set us up for this announcement?
I don't know, but here's the thing. On ESPN.com, they don't have it up yet, but we watched it on TV, and I didn't point to it, so you can't blame me. Sam actually saw it, so that's where the credibility comes in.
We will continue to dig in our last hour as we have more time on air. We will continue to dig in.
Yeah, this show just changed. If we can get D-Led on here and anybody else that we can get, absolutely, if we can get, let's see if we can reach out to our own David Archer. So I tell you what, let's go to break. Let's see if we can get a deeper dive into this, but we want to find out more from some people connected with the NFL and this move. Derek Carr, it was just put up on the screen that Derek Carr is retiring. New Orleans Saints. We'll see what more we can find out here. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.